Hey, Ryan, on Monday, Emmanuel Sanders was up there and he said, if this season is not Super Bowl, it's a bust. You feel like that heavy?
Yeah, I think that's the mentality. You know, it's been the last couple of years, to be honest with you. So I think that continues as we move forward.
Ryan, you're a different place in terms of your foot. Like, we asked you last year, and you just kept saying, I'm not sure when I'm going to be healthy, and you weren't healthy until. Was there a point last year you were healthy, and where are you now in comparison?
Yeah, I mean, I feel good. So I feel healthy right now, and, you know, moving forward, just trying to work on technique or whatnot and try to get better.
Were you healthy at all? Was there ever a point last year you were fully
healthy? I was feeling a lot better towards the end of the season, for sure.
Okay. Did that bug you longer than you thought it would, though?
Yes, yeah, it's a pretty tough injury for sure.
Ryan, there's going to be a lot of change along the offensive line. You might be the only guy that's coming back to play that same position this year. How does that increase any responsibilities for you or anything? Just kind of working that whole group into new chemistry and that kind of thing?
I mean, yeah, the chemistry, that just takes time over reputation. And I think we'll work on that and get to that. But I don't think there's any new responsibility or whatnot. You know, I'm just trying to learn the system like everyone else and try to improve as a player.
How tough is it to get the communication down when you have a new guy working next to you at left guard as one of the case this year?
It's a little different. I mean, it's always adjustment, but I mean, I've played with probably five or six different guards my career here, so it's nothing new.
This offense is similar to what you were brought in, and obviously you know you have familiarity with Rico. Is that comforting? Has that made it easier so far?
Yeah, it's comforting. I mean, no, it was a long time ago, so it's a little different and whatnot. You know, I'm just used to the old scheme or whatnot, so it's comforting, but I think I'll get the hang of it for sure.
What's the challenge with the zone blocking for a line as a whole, not just your position, but what is the challenge? What are the differences that you can explain from going from what you were to what you're going to do now?
I just think it's a lot more running, you know, side to side, cutting more, and those are the main differences in my opinion.
Ryan, you've been the franchise player tag guy before. Is it, you know, Demaryius is it this year? As a player, that ever get in your head at all, the business side of it, or did you just try to leave that to others?
Yeah, you kind of try to just work out and leave that to you know, your agent or whatnot, and just think about just improving your body and working out in the off season or whatnot. So,
Demaryius, talked to him a couple of weeks ago. He said he was trying to get himself prepared for it to go either way. Was that kind of your approach?
That you the play out the tag. Yeah, I mean that's kind of got to be the approach you got to have. I mean, you want to hope that you get something done by mid July or whatnot. So. But if not, you know, you just got to go into it one day at a time and try to stay healthy.
Are you the only guy that goes back to Shanahan?
Yeah, I had him 1 year.
Well, Signore, how's it been for you? I mean, you've been through a lot of coaches. Does it get easier? Is it always difficult? Is it always,
it's always different for sure. I've heard good things about Kubiak, though, so I don't think it should be too hard. Of adjustment or whatnot. So,
you were drafted into this zone blocking system that they're going to run now. Does that excite you? Please?
Yeah, I mean, I like it. So, as a tackle and being able to run or whatnot, I like to be able to, you know, show off my skills in the zone scheme for sure.
A couple of the signings they had have pretty close experience working with Kubiak and Dennison, and they've said that having that experience could help them bring in some of the linemen to get more comfortable with the blocking scheme. Has that been your experience in the past, that having someone who's more familiar can help bring up a line quicker than without?
Not really in the past. I think, but this year for sure, Owen Daniels definitely can help a lot of the tackles out, whatnot, with calls or whatnot. So just being in the system his whole career, it's pretty nice.
How different is the nomenclature of the offense going forward than it was last year?
The what?
The language of the offense.
Oh, the nomenclature? I was like, huh? it's a little different for sure. The name, I mean, it's always the same type of scheme. It's just the wording is different, so it's just learning the new wording.
How relieved were you when Peyton decided that he was coming back, and were you nervous that he was maybe going to hang him up?
I was relieved for sure. I think we're a better team with him than without him at this point. And I mean, I was a little nervous, but you know, he loves football so much. I figured he'd at least come back at least another year.
It certainly seems that the Broncos are going to draft a lineman and tackle early on. For rookie, what's harder, is the adjustment to the speed of the game or the complexity of the game?
A little bit of both, but I'll say the speed more. Just adjusting to the speed of the game and the size of the defensive lineman you're facing on a day-to-day basis.
Do you feel like a wizened vet now that you're got the most seniority?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of sucks when you got to change offices or whatnot, so not completely comfortable, but I definitely feel like the wise vet for sure.
When they look for a tackle, if by the first round or later on, is it different when you're trying to find guys that can do the zone blocking? Did you feel like you had a skill set that maybe fit better for zone blocking than the big man guy?
Yeah, it's usually just a more athletic tackle, and and then the mauler or the guy that could transition over to guard when he gets to the league.
What are your impressions of some of the younger guys they expect more of in your group, Schofield, Garland, some of those guys?
I mean, they're good. I mean, I definitely think they fit this system a little bit more than the last system, so I think that's definitely a benefit for them.
How much for Schofield in particular do you think a year where he just was on the inactive list, how much can that help that he'll have, you know, that kind of long transition?
Yeah, I think that'll help just working in technique or whatnot and getting better and playing against good guys on a day-to-day basis. So I think he'll definitely be better this year for sure.
How important are these early days of the lifting program, strength and conditioning, and do you feel that it's more important this year with the new faces, new coaches?
I think it's always important just to try to get stronger and faster in the off season. Because during the season, you just try to maintain. So this is the time to improve your body or whatnot.